KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Some high school sports over the weekend. On Saturday, Atlantic hosting its girls Trojan tennis tournament. It was Clarinda winning the team title with Lewis Central the runner-up. Des Moines Lincoln was third, followed by Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, Harlan, and Atlantic is sixth in that meet Saturday. At number one singles, Atlantic's Gina Brosom ended up placing fifth, winning the fifth place match, 6-4 and 2-6 over Callie Webb of Des Moines Lincoln. It was Sarah Cabine of Clarinda picking up the individual championship at number one singles. At number one doubles, the team of Kaija Arnold and Heather Friend placing sixth for Atlantic. Also at number two singles, Carly Westphalen was the runner-up in that division as Maddie Hartley of Clarinda won the championship match 6-love and 6-love over Westphalen. Also at number two doubles, it was the doubles team of Alexis Bass and Ashley Friend placing sixth overall. Stephanie Johnson and Alexis Cam of Des Moines Lincoln were the doubles champions in the number two doubles division on Saturday. Also in high school golf on Saturday, the Denison Boys Golf Tournament saw Atlantic win with a 323 team total. Shenandoah, 336, was second. Glenwood, 336 for third. Carroll shot a 347. That was fourth. Harlan was fifth at 349. And Denison placing sixth. They shot a 395 total for that tourney. Kobe Rhodes of Glenwood was the individual medalist. He shot the low round of 75. The next three finishers, though, were all from Atlantic. Zach Stork was the runner-up, shooting a 78. Jake Olson placing third with an 81. And Kyle Nelson also shot 81, good for fourth place. Atlantic had two other golfers in the top 10 as Matt Gearhart shot 83. That was an eighth-place finish. And Ben Reno also shot 83, and that was good for a 10th-place finish in that Saturday meet. Also in high school golf Saturday, the Fremont County Boys Golf Invitational saw Clarinda shoot a 340. That was good for the team title. Nishnabotna with a 348, the runner-up. Woodbine shot 433 for third place. Southwest Iowa, Nebraska City, Auburn, and East Mills round out the seven teams in that Invitational. Clarinda had the top two spots individually. Carlton Ron shot 81 for Clarinda. He was medalist. His teammate Connor Pirtle shot 83, good for runner-up. Jared Williamson, Eric Charbonneau, and Austin McFarland, all of Nishnabotna, were 3, 4, and 5 in that meet on Saturday. Also in high school soccer action on Saturday, Atlantic hosting its boys' Trojan tournament. In first round action, it was Atlantic defeating Carroll 7-2. Also in the first round, Kemper Catholic, a winner over Harlan 6-1. In the championship match, it was Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic 3-1. In that final, Atlantic now 5-4 on the season. Also in girls soccer on Saturday, it was Grinnell over St. Albert 2-0, and also St. Albert beating Bondurant Farrar by a score of 1-0 in girls soccer. Well, the high school qualifiers for the 2016 Drake Relays were released on Saturday as the early spring portion of the season kind of wraps up with the qualifying for the Drake Relays this week. A few qualifiers here locally include Atlantic with two in the boys' side. Grant Reed qualified in the 110-meter high hurdles, and Alec Hayes will run in the high jump for Atlantic. He'll participate in the high jump on this weekend. Atlantic boys with two competitors at Drake this year. Mitchell Nelson of Audubon will also be one of the competitors in the 110 high hurdles. Gage Clay of AHSTW is qualified in the 100-meter dash as well. There are plenty of other qualifiers from around the region, especially through the Hawkeye 10 Conference, boys and girls, and you can check those out online. Just go to that same story on our webpage, and we have a link there where you can see all of those qualifiers from the Drake Relays. Well, the defense topped the offense 20-18 on Saturday as the Iowa Hawkeyes closed out their spring drills with the scrimmage at Kinnick Stadium.
I think our guys overall did a pretty good job. You know, typically improvements not real dramatic, but I think certainly we saw guys make gains. And, you know, sometimes you wonder about it. I took our depth chart yesterday and just looked at it and considered, you know, where a lot of our players were August as to where they are now. And there's a lot of growth and improvement. And, again, that's going to be critical. We've got a lot more to go if we're going to, develop into a good football team.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz with Josie Jewell returning at middle linebacker and Desmond King back at corner. The defense is expected to be solid.
Throughout the spring, you find a lot of things you can improve on. Tackling, pursuing, practically anything. And I think we had a lot of things that we had to, you know, fix from last year. New guys coming in, everybody just replacing people.
Hawkeyes were without quarterback C.J. Beathard on Saturday, who injured his shoulder in practice last week.
Some haven't practiced.
Bruised my shoulder. Nothing too bad. Nothing serious. So it did scare me at first, but it's nothing to be too worried about.
Iowa will open up the 2016 season at home on September 3rd against Miami of Ohio. Of course, you can hear Hawkeye football this fall here on KJAN. Also, Iowa had hoped that the return of star defensive end Drew Ott would fill out its defense. The Hawkeyes were expecting to be stout on that side of the ball anyway. Iowa suffered its first major loss in 2016 when the NCAA denied Ott's appeal for an extra year of eligibility because of a medical hardship. But the Hawkeyes should still have one of the best defenses in the Big Ten next fall, with seven starters back from a unit that allowed just 19 points a game last season. Iowa, which went 12-2 and 8-0 in conference play last season, finished off their spring drill Saturday with their scrimmage at Kinnick Stadium. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Jed Jerko homered, tripled, and singled. And rookie Aledmys Diaz had a homer among his three hits as the St. Louis Cardinals rallied to beat San Diego 8-5 Sunday, taking 2 of 3 in that series. Jerko, traded from San Diego to St. Louis in December, had two chances to complete the cycle, but he flied out to left and grounded out to third in his final two at-bats. Randall Grichuk had three hits and three RBIs for St. Louis. San Diego's bullpen imploded for the second straight game as Kevin Quackenbush allowed consecutive homers to Jerko and Diaz in the sixth inning to tie it. And Brandon Maurer gave up three runs in the eighth inning, including Matt Carpenter's go-ahead RBI triple with one out and Grichuk's two-run double with two outs. Kevin Segrist pitched the seventh to pick up the victory. Trevor Rosenthal pitched the ninth, picking up his fifth save in as many chances. Elsewhere in the National League on Sunday, the Chicago Cubs beat Cincinnati 9-0. The New York Mets over Atlanta 3-2. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 8-5. Miami down San Francisco 5-4. Dodgers outscored Colorado 12-10. And Pittsburgh likewise a 12-10 13-inning winner over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yordano Ventura settled down after a shaky first inning. Eric Hosmer homered, continuing his hot streak, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Baltimore Orioles 6-1 on Sunday. Alex Gordon also went deep before the Royals strung together a series of hits in a four-run seventh inning that broke the game open. Hosmer finished 2 of 4 to push his AL leading on-base streak to 26 games. Ventura allowed his only run in two of his three hits in the first inning as he wound up going 7, striking out 4, and improving to 11-1 since he was brought back from AAA last July. Mike Wright allowed 5 runs on 8 hits and 6 1/3 innings for Baltimore. His final line gave no indication that most of the sun-splashed afternoon amounted to a pitcher's duel between two young right-handers who seemed to be in complete control. Elsewhere in the AL on Sunday, Tampa Bay beat the New York Yankees 8-1, Toronto downed Oakland 6-3, Cleveland over Detroit 6-3, the White Sox beat Texas 4-1, it was Seattle over the Angels 9-4, and Boston in 12 innings over Houston 7-5. One interleague game saw Washington beat Minnesota in 16 innings by a final of 6-5. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, San Antonio beat Memphis 116-95 as the Spurs win that series 4-0 in advance. Also advancing, Cleveland with a 100-98 win over Detroit as they sweep that series with the Pistons. Golden State beat Houston 121-94 as the Warriors take a 3-1 lead in that series. Boston beat Atlanta 104-95 in overtime Sunday. That series now even at 2 games apiece. In the National Hockey League playoffs yesterday, Washington held off Philadelphia 1-0 as the Capitals win that series 4-2. Dallas advances with a 5-4 win over Minnesota as they win their series 4-2. And the New York Islanders advance to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs as they beat Florida 2-1 yesterday in double overtime. The Islanders a 4-2 winner in that series. In racing news, Carl Edwards claimed his second straight Sprint Cup victory by bumping and passing teammate Kyle Busch on the last lap to win Sunday's race at Richmond International Raceway. Edwards won it despite falling nearly a second and a half behind his Joe Gibbs Racing teammate after a restart with 36 laps to go. Jimmy Johnson finished third, followed by Hendrick Motorsports teammate Casey Kane and the pole sitter Kevin Harvick. In golf, Charlie Hoffman shot a final round 3-under-69 to win the PGA's Texas Open. He finished play 12 under par, just a shot in front of Patrick Reed and 2 ahead of Chad Collins. That win is Hoffman's 4th on the PGA Tour. And Woody Austin and Michael Allen won the PGA Tour Champions Bass Pro Shops Legends of Golf. Austin and Allen birdied the final hole for a 1-stroke victory over David Frost and Roger Chapman. Austin and Allen closed with a 6-under 48 for a 23-under total, giving Austin his second straight victory and 3 in the last 4 Champions Tour events. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.